know, it's that time of the week when we just sit across the desk and we decide what we should be watching and listening to and reading indeed this weekend. And Katie joins me now. Netflix, you were just saying there, has released a teaser for a new dramedy series, The Chair. What is a dramedy, will you tell me?
Well, a drama and a comedy. What do you get when you put the two together?
Dramedy.
Dramedy.
Oh.
Yeah, so like a comedy drama.
How can you have a comedy about a chair? Anyway, tell me about it.
Sandra O is the lead in this, which is why I included it this week, because I know you like her. She was Christina Yang in Grey's Anatomy.
I do, I love her, yeah.
With the fluffy hair, and then she was in that other one, Killing Eve.
Yeah, she was actually, yeah.
She's
an excellent actress, yeah.
Excellent. So she's in this new dramedy series, called The Chair. She is leading university's English department, and Netflix have released a sneak peek about that one, which is out on the 20th of August. So we have a little bit of a wait, but it'll be nice to see her back on the screen again. I like her.
She's very talented.
Yeah.
She's very... I can't imagine her in a comedy, though, I have to say.
No, although she has serious. That kind of dry wit.
Well, she has the dry wit, yeah.
And she was quite funny in Killing Eve.
I can relate to dry wit, all right. So that is The Chair. Then The Wheel of Time show will release in 2021 on Amazon. Can I ask you in simple English, will you tell me, what in the name of God is The Wheel of Time show?
Well, you can switch your head off, because I know right now for a fact that this is something you're not going to be interested in. So The Wheel of Time is basically, it's a series of books which have been out for the last number of years. It's a fantasy novel series by Robert Jordan, and there's 12 of the books. Now, you might have seen some of them on the shelves at home, because I have tried to read them, but they're all about 2 foot thick.
Okay.
They're very long books, lots and lots and lots of pages in them. I didn't get through the first one. I couldn't focus.
Did you give up?
I did. Well, I haven't given up yet.
So why is Amazon bringing it out then?
I just haven't. It's excellent. It's a brilliant series.
Oh,
I just think I'm not smart enough to understand the realm of fantasy that Robert Jordan delved into. But what I always found really interesting about these books is that before the series was finished, the author actually passed away.
Mm.
So another author called Brandon Sanderson, he had to pick up in 2015 and continue on the book. So it's a different author for the second half of the books.
So how does that work?
It's been done before.
Has it?
It has, yeah. Kind of like a ghostwriter. But anyway, this is much anticipated. It is going to be absolutely brilliant. And I will try and read the book before the series comes out again now.
Okay.
No pressure. But The Wheel of Time, it's going to be released this year on Amazon. And it's going to be... It's already been renewed for season 2, and season 1 isn't out.
Wow.
That's how exciting this is
That's
going
how
to
good
be.
It is, yeah. Is it sci-fi? Is it interesting? Is
Fantasy.
It...
Quest. A little bit of magic.
Okay. Does one have to go into it with an open mind then?
You'd have to go into it with an open mind.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to guess, listeners. The next show that we're going to chat about, will this resonate with you? I know that.
Do you?
I do.
Is that blankety-blank?
Is it that? Blankety-blank? No. Is it? Whose line is it anyway?
No. 5, 4, 3.
Oh, countdown.
Count to 1. Yes.
Oh, I'm getting
there
good.
There you go. Yeah, so The Weakest Link's former Queen of Mean, Anne Robinson, she's becoming
her.
Yeah, I like her too.
I like her.
She's the first female presenter to present the Channel 4's Countdown, which is really going to be interesting to see. We haven't seen her on the screens in quite some time.
No.
Do you remember her in The Weakest Link?
I do, but was she the one that used to, when I was down Oxygeneration, that they used to put up on the screen? Oh, was that it called? The lights went
that
up.
That was The Chase.
Was she in The Chase as well?
No, that was a man.
Oh, no, but was she not one of the... No.
Oh, no, I know who you're thinking of. She was on I'm a Celebrity. I forget her name.
Chaser. Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson. This is a different person.
Okay, I'll just...
I have a clip for you here. Listen to this, and if you hear her voice, you might be able to picture her face.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
The glasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's very brash.
She is.
She doesn't suffer fools at all.
No, but it'll be interesting to see how that format is going to work on something like Countdown, which is a little bit more relaxed than The Weakest Link.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, it's going to be fairly... I'm going to do this now. I'm going to drive you nuts, I am now. But it is fairly... she's fairly brash, though.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
God, I'd love that. I'm going to leave that in the bin for... next week's guests as well.
But anyone comes in here and bothers you.
Yeah. So she's going, Anne Robinson's going to do that. And will she have others joining her then as well?
She will, yeah. There's going to be the regulars. Rachel Riley, she's the numbers whiz. And the Dictionary Corner incumbent, Susie Dent. Robinson, she did actually want to rename the show The Three Clever Girls Do Countdown. But that didn't really fly. The format is going to stay the same, and the contestants will have to race against the clock to pit their wits against vowels, consonants and numbers. I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay, well done. She has, yeah, I can just see her being stern on that one, but well done to her. Okay, where do I go on this one? Love Island? Really and truly? I think Laura Whitmore and her husband, who does the voiceover from a basement somewhere in Scotland, or in London or otherwise, I think they're nearly the more exciting part of this. But what's going on with Love Island?
I think you've seen more of it than I have, so you can probably catch us up a little bit more.
I saw the first three episodes, I think it was, yeah. I felt sorry for all involved, and I felt sorry for young females and males that would be looking in. I questioned the whole...
Yeah, this is why you kind of mentioned it this morning, because one of the stars, if you want to put her in inverted commas, Chloe Burrows, she has received hundreds of death threats, and she's only been in there for 3 days. She's a financial services marketing expert, and because she chose to couple up with someone else's boyfriend, a lady called Shannon was sent home, and apparently the abuse she's been receiving online has been unbelievable.
I saw that, but I actually tipped when I saw Shannon for the first episode that I looked at it. I tipped that Shannon would be, that she was the more level-headed.
I liked her.
Yeah, and I thought she was the one that would actually take the crown. And I was shocked when I heard then that she was chucked out because Chloe came in.
They always like to throw a few kind of hooks in there.
But will Shannon come back, do you reckon?
I don't know. They always have things up their sleeve. And I suppose with COVID this year, it probably means that the people they have on standby are far less. So you never know, she could be making an appearance, come back. But I think what's worse is this abuse that this poor girl who's in the house has no idea what's going on outside. And her friends and family said they've had enough with all this Instagram death threats.
Because she went into a reality TV program.
Yeah.
That people are taking seriously.
Yeah. It's a bit mad, but we will stay watching. We'll keep an eye on it and see how it goes over the next few weeks.
It's entertaining to a point, but it's very competitive. And like, you wouldn't have nightmares at the end of it, so you wouldn't. But it wouldn't be something.
Like Big Brother back in the day.
Yeah, but Big Brother, there was there'd be the odd round Big Brother and all that. Whereas you never see them eating. You never see them going to the toilet.
No, and then they get Saturdays off, so there's no Love Island on a Saturday evening.
There's
a recap episode for during the week, and I don't know what they do. I think they actually get the day off from the cameras.
It's not normal life, you see, really and truly, within there. But anyway,
they're getting younger and younger every year, though. I actually felt old watching it when I was looking at it last night and thinking, oh my God, they're 22 and 23.
Yeah.
And I thought I was so grown up when I was 22 and 23, and I wasn't.
I said it to you one day during the week, a lot of work has been done already and they're so young. Anyway, let's move on today. This story leads into one of TV's shows that you've been watching this week, so it is.
Yeah, so I suppose on the back of that Love Island story, I was watching a BBC documentary during the week. It's called Bad Influencer, The Great Instacon, and it's an absolutely bizarre story. Here's a clip of the trailer.
A young, beautiful woman gets given the terrible news she has inoperable brain cancer and only 4 months to live.
In August 2013, Belle Gibson launched The Whole Pantry, a book, an app and a website in which she claimed that healthy eating had cured her condition.
She took her own well-being into her hands and it worked, and she transformed her life from it.
I don't know if you've heard of her. Her name is Belle Gibson.
No.
So back when Instagram took off around 2013, I suppose, she was 23. And she came out and she said that she had inoperable cancer.
Yeah.
And then she went on Instagram and created this whole brand about how she managed to cure her cancer by just eating right and eating the right kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody followed along and believed her, including Kylie Minogue, who was going through her own treatment at the time. And it turned out that it was all a scam. She didn't have cancer at all.
At all.
There was nothing wrong with her, and what she was eating was not curing cancer because she didn't have it. So this was an absolute lie of
total
lies.
Total scam, yeah.
Complete and utter scam. She claimed to suffer from different forms of cancer, actually, and that she had tried conventional treatments and they didn't work. But her bubble burst spectacularly when it was revealed that she didn't have cancer. And it led to a massive backlash against the influencers. So it's called Bad Influencers. But she was shocking.
That makes me sick, because then people that are going through cancer, and she to fake it just for the sake of...
Yeah, and when I was reading about Kylie Minogue, what she said in relation to it, and Kylie was going through her own treatment at the time, and said that it made her feel, well, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I eat myself better? And why? And this is from a superstar that an influencer would have had such an impact on. So this documentary looks at some people with diseases that they've been diagnosed with and how this person affected them.
So where can people get Belle then?
That's only on BBC. Now, I had a little bit of trouble getting it because you can't get the BBC player over here in Ireland. So I had to sneak into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been recorded on BBC.
Okay.
So I watched it there.
Okay. We'll have to change the locks there again. My Colin is listening in Colin's locksmith. Will you do another house call, please? That'll be the third time this year. So BBC One, if you're listening to us in the UK, and it's called Belle, it's BBC One, 11:35 p.m.
It's only 45 minutes, but like it will give you an insight into this whole world of just, it's, as I said, bizarre.
Okay. Fresh, fried and crispy. You mentioned this a couple of weeks ago before it came out. What is it about again?
This followed a man who became famous in America because he used to go around to different drive-thrus and eat food and give his opinion on them.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that somebody has a Facebook page or something about Supermax. They go to all the Supermax in the country and rate them.
They do. That's not him now. Okay. But you were excited about this one because he was going to have deep-fried lobster. I think you were horrified that anyone would do that to a lobster.
A lobster, I am, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so I watched the first episode of this one. And so the gist of it basically is that he's traveling around the UK. His name is Damn, because that's what he says when he tries things. Damn. Yeah. So, and he tries the traditional fried items that you'd find in that city or region. So in this one, now, brace yourself. Would you try this? Toasted beaver ravioli.
Yuck.
Deep fried. If it wasn't bad enough. Toasted deep fried ravioli.
We have a bucket in here, do we?
I think so, yeah. I'll find you one. So he tries that. He then also tries a fried buffalo chicken sandwich. I'm putting chicken in inverted commas there as well because it's actually a vegan chicken thing and he doesn't like anything veggie or vegan or anything, so he tries that. Then he goes to a local chef and he gets to make his own bologna. It was that beaver meat now that put me off. Even the man's wife in the show wouldn't eat it.
Would she not?
No, she was like, come on now.
He's a damn pain in the ass, I'd say, to live with.
Yes, I would imagine so.
And is he fairly large in size?
He's big enough now. Do you remember that TV show years ago, Man Versus Food? And he used to go around and he used to challenge himself and he used to eat loads and loads and loads, but he was actually very unhealthy. Yeah. He lost a lot of weight and he's okay now.
Okay, yeah.
You won't be deep frying your lobster tonight, though, no?
No, I like lobster, but you know what? It's too much. I haven't had lobster in years and years.
Send you off down to Mary's now after this.
I do like lobster. I do like lobster, but I like it cooked and dressed. And anyway, we can't do that right now, can we? Come here to me. Sophie, a murder in West Cork. This is the second documentary in the last couple of weeks. I watched the other one, one episode to go. I have not watched this.
Okay.
Can we just be honest about this one? How did you find this one? Because you watched the other one as well.
I didn't finish the Jim Sheridan one now, but I did watch the first few
episodes. Why didn't you finish the Jim Sheridan one?
Oh, there's so... How many have I mentioned here now today? I do have to go to work and fit in some other things during my day. I can't watch everything.
Point taken.
But A Murder in West Cork is the name of this one. This is the Netflix one that was released. This one is only three parts.
This is the one that Ian Bailey is challenging.
This is the one...
Yeah, he challenged
it. Yeah, right, good, because he's in it at the very beginning.
He is, but he's challenging. He doesn't want to be in it, even though he agreed to be in it. He doesn't want to.
Okay.
Anyway, take us through it.
Well, from the first 20 minutes of it, I liked it. I thought it was a more, not unbiased portrait of it, but a less about the presenter and more about the story, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So while I did enjoy the Jim Sheridan one, and I would listen to Jim Sheridan say anything, I just love his voice. I think it was more about Jim Sheridan exploring, Jim Sheridan retracing her steps.
Okay.
And Jim Sheridan doing all of that, whereas this one is more telling the story. And again, I'm not finished it, so I know that there's a little bit of, not supernatural element to this one, but I think he does go into
feelings and turn under
the thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would give it a watch. It's interesting to see the two juxtaposed between each other.
I think so. I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to watch that one about the Instagram person. Then I'm going to watch the last episode of Jim Sheridan's. And I'd like to watch this one then.
Grass won't get a look in this weekend at all.
No, it stopped growing.
Oh, did it?
The fertilizer has got fed up and stopped growing. Okay, so that's, again, Sophie, A Murder in West Cork. Another one you mentioned last week was the Epstein's Shadow.
Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah. So this was out last Sunday on Sky Documentaries. I followed Ghislaine Maxwell. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Again, I didn't finish it. I only watched the first few minutes of the first episode. It focused an awful lot on her background, on her relationship with her father. He grew up in Czechoslovakia and he was a very hard man to live with. Always afraid that he'd never have any money because he used to share a room with seven of his siblings and they used to share a pair of shoes. So when he moved over to England, he was all very conscious that he had no money, and it just led to a very strict upbringing with her. So that's how far I've gotten it. It's one of those ones that I don't know when I finish, because I find some of these documentaries can take a little time to take. They could tell the story a lot quicker than they do.
Okay.
So it's all up on Netflix if you want to watch that one either.
Okay. Now we are going to look at what you're saying to watch over the weekend. This one is very much a blast from the past.
I thought it was army policy to give job-related disorders priority.
These are people. Somebody has to say this. They're sick. They need help.
It's your birthday, Marie.
So what are we listening to here, will you tell me?
Well, I mentioned I couldn't remember the name of a TV show about 6 weeks ago with Brenda Fricker in it. But I found it and I tracked it down. It was out in 1999 and it was called Relative Strangers. I don't know, do you remember it? But it followed Brenda Fricker, who was a woman called Maureen. She was happily married and living in Germany, or so she thought. Mm. Then her husband died and she went over to Ireland to find out a little bit more about him. She found he had debts. But he also had a second wife and a family.
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and then the little boy was sick with leukemia, her husband's son.
Yeah.
It was a short kind of mini-series, if you like, back in the day, but you can watch it all on Amazon Prime. So I was delighted to find it during the week, because it feels like longer ago now, but 1999, so what would that be, nearly over 20 years ago?
Yeah.
But it was an excellent, I think it was two or three episodes, kind of went out over a week.
And I can see actually her going into the house in Dublin.
Yeah.
I can see it, I can actually, yeah.
The little boy with the red hair, and I just thought I'd like to include it because I think I'll rewatch that this weekend.
Okay, so that's called Relative Stranger.
Yes.
Heist now. You're going back there a little bit in Heist, aren't you?
You're going to like this one, but it's not out until the 14th of July, so you have a couple of weeks to wait. But this is a six-part documentary series exploring the biggest heists in American history. So two episodes are dedicated to three different heists, but they're actually told from the people who carried them out.
Oh, wow.
So the actual baddies, right? So the first one is about...
The baddies.
The baddies.
Christ above.
The first one is about Pappygate. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. I hadn't. But it's a true-life, bourbon-soaked, Kentucky-based crime where he used to go around and he used to steal loads of hard-to-get and pricey bourbon, such as Pappy Van Winkle, hence Pappygate. And he was doing this for years and years and years. His name was Kurt Singer. And he smuggled this whiskey and he sold them for cash to a syndicate. It all sounds like something you'd read in fiction. But there's three different heists in this series, and it starts with that one, and it's going to be a funny watch, I'd say.
It reminds me of a documentary that I started and never finished about the Irish in Boston during the Bulger period of time. Mm. And it sounds just like it, really and truly. Okay, so that's called Heist, and that comes out July 14th.
Yes, you have a week or so to wait for
that. To figure that one out. What's Explained Season 3 then?
I think you'll like this one. Do you remember back in the day there used to be a How It's Made program?
Oh yeah, love it.
Yeah, you did like that one. But this one is kind of similar, except it offers different episodes focused on different things. They explain things, so they might talk about Bill Gates and the history of pandemics. This time they're looking at the obsession with plastic surgery, the crafting of public apologies, and the survival of the monarchy. Each episode is only 20 minutes long, and season 3 is coming out on the 16th. But if you want, you can catch up now on Netflix. Season 1 and season 2 are all there for you.
Explained Season. And what's this about a myth and a mogul? I thought we had talked enough about that earlier today.
It's in moguls. This time it's John DeLorean.
Oh, of the car maker.
The car maker, yeah.
Wow.
That's probably the largest guy in life that I've ever met.
It's a very bizarre experience for me to see that car. I see it and I just wish I had like a hand grenade and just toss it in the thing.
Now, when is this coming out, can I ask you, on this one?
This one's not out until the 30th of July, so I just thought I'd give you a heads up for it. It's a compelling subject for anyone who is interested in the car brand. I knew nothing about John DeLorean until I watched this trailer.
You'd be too young to remember anything about it.
Do you remember?
I do, yeah.
He seemed to be a little bit of a...
Yeah, but they were made in Belfast.
Were they?
Yeah, they were the DeLorean factory in Belfast.
Okay.
Controversial.
Oh, yeah, he seems to be, judging from this trailer now. And I don't know anything about him other than what I've seen. But he apparently became a symbol of greed and excess in the 80s.
Mm.
That probably goes with what you're saying there.
Absolutely. So that comes out on Friday the 30th. So
yeah, we'll remind you closer to
the last Friday of it.
Nearly a month ago.
Are there any good films at all that one could watch this weekend to get away from Love Island and Murder at the Cottage and Sophie Tusk on the Plantier and everything else?
You finished it?
I'm finished, yeah.
Okay. I can talk.
I'm just having a rant. Yeah, okay, you can talk. Yeah.
There's a couple of films this week. There's one on TV, one streaming, and one in cinema. So I picked out one of each for you. The one on TV that I thought you might like is called Midway. It has Woody Harrelson, Luke Evans, Dennis Quaid, Mandy Moore, Aaron Eckhart, a few others. It's a World War II drama, and it looks at the devastating attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. And then 6 months later, the Battle of Midway commenced. And that's when that follows. Now, this is out next Friday, the 9th of July, but it should be a good film. It's going to be on Sky. It's called Midway.
Midway, okay.
And then, if you were listening to the lads this morning, they've been talking about Disney Plus and Luca that's been released on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And apparently it's meant to be an absolutely brilliant film, and they were giving away some tellies on the breakfast programme all week. But if you've already seen Luca, or you haven't, and you want to see some other Disney Plus film, this one was out in 2015. But it's absolutely brilliant if you haven't seen it. It's called Inside Out. And it basically, it follows this little girl named Riley, and it's based on the voices in her head. So there's five little people in her head. There's joy, there's sadness, there's happiness, there's anger, and there's one other little fella, disgust. And they all go around her head, and it just shows you the thought process that's in her head.
Simple film.
And how we're controlled by our emotions. And you see anger and he's putting his foot down and you see joy. Basically in this film, joy is the kind of leader, but she gets upset by sadness.
Mm.
And she has to go away for a little while. So the other emotions are trying to make up for it, but it's making poor Riley feel a little bit all over the place. And I think we can certainly all identify with that, especially all we've been through in the last year or so, the emotions in our heads. So this is a really, really nice film. It's only an hour and a half. It's on Disney Plus. Maybe if you've watched Luca or you're watching it and you want to watch this one as well.
And is it the typical Disney music?
It's a Pixar Disney one. So if you can imagine that kind of, it's really well made.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to the cinema, but if you want to go to the cinema, you're recommending Fast and Furious 9.
Well, I don't know if I'm recommending it. I was just telling you that.
You wrote it down.
I wouldn't be mad about the whole Fast and Furious franchise.
Well, the fact that there's eight before it, yeah. They have to make a nine. I mean,
I think you've kind of seen it all already. But this, again, unstoppable juggernaut rolls on with Vin Diesel's Dom and his car sharp family facing off against a hitherto unmentioned brother, Assassin Jacob. And this time, Helen Mirren finally gets behind the wheel. And your favourite singer, Cardi B.
Really? Oh.
No idea who she is.
No, I have no clue. Looking at you now, yeah.
Cardi B. No, she wouldn't be of your vintage, I don't think.
No.
But yeah, that should be a good film as well. If you're planning on going to the cinema, it'd be nice to get back. I know they're only allowed 50 people inside, and I was listening to some cinema owners during the week saying that, you know, you're kind of socially distanced and you can still get your popcorn and your sweets. You can't get the pick and mix and stuff, but still nice to be able to go back to something a bit normal.
You're not recommending Fast and Furious 9, but
I could be the best film that's ever come out.
Okay, two quick things here. Keith got two episodes of that deep fried one, and 'tis just too much ruining the food. And somebody else has come in here and said, morning Keith, this is for Katie and her slot today, what to watch on TV or films this weekend. The new Liam Neeson film, The Ice Road. It's listed on being on Netflix since the 25th of June, but it's not on it. Thank you, Tony.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime is
what's
on.
Yes, and I watched it last weekend. It's very good. And if you don't want to pay for Amazon Prime, you can get a free trial. So you just Google Amazon Prime. You can sign in and subscribe there. Free trial for a month and you can watch it there. So it is there.
All right. Listen, thanks for joining us today on the programme. Another caller said something, they're giving out about a water tap being left on in Cara Brown. That doesn't feature on TV this weekend, though. Katie, thanks for that. And more on our website on GalwayBayFM.ie.